This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Web Development Basics for Beginners. Online Learning Made Simple. A friendly guide to web development basics with tips for adult education and online courses to kickstart your programming journey. Getting started with web development. Basics you should know. Hey, so you've been curious about web development, but not quite sure where to start? No worries? I get it. It can feel pretty overwhelming at first. There's so much jargon and a million different tools out there. But the basics are pretty straightforward once you break them down, and it's one of those skills that's super rewarding and useful. Let's chat about the fundamentals of web development in a way that's easy to understand. Imagine you're telling a friend who's interested but totally new to the scene. Here's a quick rundown of what you really need to know before starting to build websites or apps. What is web development anyway? At its core, web development is all about creating websites and applications that run on the internet. Think about your favorite websites. Their look, how they respond when you click buttons, the videos you watch, or the shopping cart you fill. All that is made possible through web development. There are mainly two sides of web development. Front-end development. This is everything you see and interact with on a website. It's about how things look and how users experience the site. Front-end developers work with languages like HTML, CSS, and JavaScript to create the layout, colors, buttons, and animations. Back-end development. This happens behind the scenes. It's the part of the website you don't see, but make sure everything works correctly, like data storage, user authentication, and server behavior. Common back-end languages include Python, Ruby, PHP, or JavaScript via Node.js. Breaking down the core skills. If you're starting from scratch, here are some basics you want to get comfortable with first. HTML, Hypertext Markup Language. This is the skeleton of every web page. It structures the content, like headings, paragraphs, lists, and links. CSS, Cascading Style Sheets. CSS is what makes a site look good. It adds colors, fonts, spacing, and overall design to those HTML structures. JavaScript. This is where you add interactivity. Want to make a drop-down menu or a pop-up notification? JavaScript is your tool. Basic command line. It's handy to know simple commands for navigating your computer's files because lots of tools run through terminal or command prompt. Version. With Git. This helps you keep track of changes in your projects and collaborate with others without losing work. What's the best way to learn? It's pretty amazing that nowadays you don't have to attend traditional classes to pick these skills up. There are tons of online courses specifically designed for adult education and continuing education learners. Whether you prefer watching video tutorials, doing interactive exercises, or reading step-by-step guides, there's a style for everyone. One platform I want to mention is Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. Vrversity offers some fantastic resources if you're looking to push beyond beginner stuff and really focus on serious professional development across many fields. Keeping it fun and practical. One tip for making learning stick is to build as you go. For example, try creating a simple web page about something you love, like your favorite hobbies or pets. Use HTML to add the text, CSS to style it with your favorite colors, and sprinkle some JavaScript to make it interactive. This kind of project-based learning can make everything feel less abstract. Also, remember that web development is constantly evolving. Technologies change, new tools pop up, and your skills will grow over time. This is why lifelong learning and distance learning really come into play here. The more you keep at it, the more confident you'll feel in building complex websites or even apps. The career angle. The skills you gain through web development can open doors to different career paths, be it freelancing, working for a tech company, or even starting your own online business. Because many companies now encourage professional development through flexible learning programs, picking up web dev skills can be a significant advantage. Plus, since you can learn at your own pace through online platforms, it fits nicely into busy adult lives balancing work and family, making it ideal for anyone into continuing education. Ready to get started? If you're interested in jumping into this world, take a look at platforms like Vrversity to find some well-structured courses that can take your skills to the next level, whether you want to start with the basics or aim for advanced topics. Explore courses now. It's a great way to start your web development journey on your own terms and schedule. All right, that's a quick intro to web development basics. It's a great skill to have, and with all the resources available today, learning it doesn't have to be intimidating. Just start small, keep experimenting, and have fun building stuff that actually works on the web.